There's significant demand for local improvement scheme roads across Donegal and a significant number of people waiting to have their road done. And the allocation this morning from Minister Dara Cleary is an additional €1.2 million for Donegal, which brings our total now for this year to just around the €2.4 million mark. And that's actually the highest allocation of any county in the country. And it's going to be very needed because I know right across our county there is a significant list of people who are waiting in LAS. It's something now that will have to be considered at council level. But it's welcome to see that we have this additional allocation and that indeed Minister Dara Cleary is recognising the significant demand for this important funding in Donegal.
Now, obviously, Donegal County Council will have to make a matching contribution of around 10%. As I understand it, you're confident the council is in a position to do that because it does tend to keep money in reserves, particularly in the expectation of extra allocations like this.
Yeah, the County Council has always been very much to the fore in terms of prioritising the need to see LAS funding proceeded with. So they will certainly step up to the mark, I've no doubt. And then also for those that will be beneficiaries and would be awarded LAS funding to have a road done, there's a 10% allocation as well from beneficiaries who live on these private roads as well. 90% of the cost would be covered by LAS funding and then 10% shared among those who would live and avail of on such private roads too. But listen, it's very much sought after funding. I know, and there's no doubt that this certainly won't meet the significant demand that's there, but it was a significant contribution and step forward. It puts Donegal at the top of the list nationally now in relation to the funding allocated for this year. That's something we want to build on, and I know Donegal County Council, working with councillors now across the county, will make sure that this funding is spent and drawn down this year.
To hark back to an old Fianna Fáil election campaign slogan, a lot done, more to do. And one of the things we're told on a regular basis is there are so many applications on the books in Donegal, it would take 15, 20 years before they're all tackled. Is it time to look at LIS in the round and say, look, maybe we need to increase the money for this scheme 5, 6, 7-fold?
I think we do need to see a significant increase in funding here. There is a significant demand. Basically, what this funding covers is private roads, which are not under the control of the local authority, are privately owned as such by those who use them. But obviously, there's a significant cost involved in terms of the repair, very much beyond the means in the vast majority of instances of those who would use these roads. That's why this funding and having 90% of the cost covered is really important. But there is a significant demand for it, and it is something I believe we need to see additional funding significant additional funding to help address the backlog. I think today's step is a really important step forward. I think the fact that we're the largest and highest allocation in the country is important for Donegal, but there's certainly a lot more to do here, and it's something I know everyone across in government as well will seek to continue to build on with additional funding now as we step this forward.